I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your consumer handbook. If you have a smartphone purchased in the last few years, it almost certainly came with NFC capability. The technology allows users to effortlessly transfer money, share files, and knock out a growing list of other tasks. But that data transfer can create vulnerabilities. What exactly is NFC? NFC stands for Near Field Communication. It's a data transfer that only works within a very short physical range. We're talking inches, not feet. Some forms of this technology require you tap devices together or wave them back and forth in proximity. NFCs are based on RFID, radio frequency identification technology, a process that uses radio frequencies to identify objects. Near field communication capabilities have been around for years, but their use is becoming much more widespread. So what does it do? Near field communication uses a series of protocols to make transactions easier and faster. People use them to make contactless payments, share digital content, create one device with another, and a list of other tasks that gets longer every day. So how do they work? An NFC relies on proximity, so when users get close to a device they want to interact with, typically they receive a prompt asking for permission. They follow on-screen prompts from there. It's convenient because it doesn't involve downloading an app or signing up to get started. When you activate some NFC technologies, they enable Bluetooth and use that to make your data transfer. That means you don't have to fumble around with your phone to find Bluetooth settings, choose the device that you want to pair, enter the key code, and so on. Other NFC technologies enable Wi-Fi between two devices so they can talk back and forth. The big benefit here is that Wi-Fi Direct has much greater bandwidth, so big files transfer faster. Convenience is great, but if you're like most people, you might recognize when data is just floating around, there's a security risk, especially when technology is linked to your credit card or bank account. So how risky is NFC technology? One problem happens when people lose their phones or have their devices stolen. If a thief can unlock your device, or if you don't secure it with a strong password, there's nothing to stop him or her from waving it over a payment terminal or ATM to get your money. NFC tags are also vulnerable to tampering. For example, users have tapped smart tags thinking they were about to access movie trailers or to visit a vendor website, but instead had their personal information sent to a bad actor. General NFC security tips. Turn off NFC when not in use. Disable NFC on your device when you're not using it to reduce the risk of unauthorized access or accidental connections. Use secure apps and devices. Only use trusted apps for NFC payments or file sharing. Ensure your device has an updated security feature and firmware. Enable device authentication. Use a PIN, pattern, or biometric lock on your device to prevent unauthorized use of NFC. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.